Petersfield's Shine Radio.
In today's local news, Neighbourhood Watch is all about community looking out for each other. Pictures are selling out for a popular car boot sale returning to the Avenue in Petersfield this Sunday. A local charity is raising funds at Twickenham tomorrow. And Isaac has this week's local sports update. I'll have details on all those Petersfield stories after the national and world news.
Serving the Petersphere with a brighter mix of great music and local information. This is Petersfield's Shine Radio.
Former SNP Chief Executive Peter Murrell has been charged in connection with embezzlement of SNP funds. He was taken into custody on Thursday morning, more than a year after his first arrest. It's understood he has resigned his SNP membership. The TUC say a recruitment crisis in English schools is being made worse by a huge turnover. According to the latest official data, there were 2,100 teacher vacancies across England in November 2023, compared to 355 in November 2010. A Polish man has been arrested on allegations of being ready to help Russia's military intelligence in an alleged plot to assassinate Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky. The Office of Poland's National Prosecutor said in a statement that the man, identified only as Pavel K, was accused of being prepared to pass airport security information to Russian agents and that he was arrested in Poland. Experts say that the side effects linked to antipsychotics for dementia patients may be more severe than previously understood. They added that the increased risks appeared to be highest in the first week after treatment. Professor of Primary Healthcare, Faculty of Medicine and Health Science at the University of Nottingham, Tony Avery, explains more.
With more and more evidence suggesting a link, then it becomes more and more clear that there probably is something going on there. And then it's also important to recognise there's a difference between what we call relative risk, which can look very alarming, and absolute risk, which depends on how likely you are to have the problem in the first place.
The government could take over Thames Water, and reports suggest that with it, it's £15 billion of debt. Under the plans, the company, which serves 16 million customers in London and the Thames Valley region, would be placed in a form of special administration in the scenario that its parent company fails. And West Ham have been knocked out of the Europa League. The Hammers suffered a 3-1 aggregate defeat to Bayer Leverkusen in the quarterfinals. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Ricky Williams.
Petersfield's local news.
I'm Jo Gray at Petersfield's Shine Radio. Neighbourhood Watch is all about community looking out for each other. John Deffin speaks about the merits of communities working together. It's also about working alongside the police. He told us about the value of Neighbourhood Watch.
Certainly a lot of value to that. It gives people an opportunity to do something for the police and for the community and to keep their community informed about crimes that are going on and to help their neighbours, in fact, when they are away. And it is has a good benefit too. And I think the signage system, people don't realise that we will provide signs to put up in their street, which is a definite deterrent and does keep criminals just guessing a little bit before they go into that street.
Pictures are selling out for a popular car boot sale returning to the Avenue in Petersfield this Sunday. The partnership event is held to reduce landfill and waste. Catherine Ellis from Petersfield Town Council has more.
It is Petersfield's very own car boot sale. The three R's stand for reduce, reuse, recycle. It's in partnership with PCAN, Petersfield Climate Action Network, and it's going to be the third Sunday of each month, running through to August. There is a September one. We're just going to play it by ear, see what the weather's like nearer the time. If you're selling or free cycling, then you can arrive from 7 a.m. nice and early. But if you're a punter, if you're coming along to see what's on offer, then it's 8 a.m. till 12 midday.
For details, visit the Town Council website. A local charity is raising funds at Twickenham tomorrow. Anne Marden reports.
The Maddie's Mark charity was set up in the memory of Maddie Lawrence from Sheet. Maddie lost her life to sepsis 2 years ago. She had an accident on the rugby field while studying in Bristol. Now Maddie's Mark has been invited to raise funds at tomorrow's Women's Six Nations tie at Twickenham. The match is between England and Ireland, and Maddie's Mark has been named as the charity of the day. Volunteers from Sheet and Peaceville will be shaking buckets amongst the crowds. The stadium can hold more than 80,000 fans, and I'll be there for Shine Radio and will bring you interviews from the event next week.
And here's Isaac with this week's local sports update.
Petersfield, the Rams football club, lost their game last weekend 2-1 away against Baffin's Milton Rovers. Baffin's Milton scored a late opener in the 75th minute before Giles grabbed an 89th minute equaliser, only for Baffin's to score again 3 minutes later. And Petersfield's cricket team lost to Hayling Island after getting only 117 after 9 overs, to Hayling Island's 305 from 4. Petersfield's man of the match was Sherry, who made the most runs in the team at 63. In other news, the under-23s football team won 7-1 and the women's team lost 2-1 and the table tennis team won 8-2.
Petersfield's weather with Hector's, where gentlemen and now ladies can step out in style, whatever the weather.
Good morning, it's Andy at the Shine Radio Weather Desk. We're looking at quite a pleasant day in the Petersphere today. There may be a few showers first thing and again late afternoon. Otherwise, it'll be a dry day with some sunny intervals. Temperatures will be around average for the time of year at 13 degrees, but the brisk northwesterly breeze will make it feel a little bit chillier. High tide today is at 9:48, coming in at 3.7 metres, and then again at 22:31 at 4.1 metres. Sunset is at 20:06 today, and Saturday is looking like another dry day with some cloud, a little bit chillier than today with temperatures about 11 degrees.
Travel news. Driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre.
Hi, it's Vicky with today's travel update. The work continues on Winchester Road. The four-way lights are still in place there. That's at the junction of Prince's Road. I can confirm that delays are being caused, as that is right by where I am. There's also give or take traffic control on the causeway today. That's whilst Hampshire Council carry out repairs to the bus stop. And Kiln Lane in Berriton is closed today. There is a diversion in place. In Liss, work continues on Mill Road, so delays are expected there. And on the A3, works are back and forth tonight from 8 p.m. That's a maintenance both directions from Weston. That's it though. If I'm not saying what you're seeing, you could always phone or WhatsApp me on Petersfield 555 500 or email team at shineradio.uk.
Travel news from across the Petersphere is driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre on the Winchester Road in Strood. Shine Radio is giving you the chance to win tickets for the BBC Gardeners World Spring Fair in Bewley.
This is Steve Amos, and if you're as passionate about gardens and growing as I am, then a day out in Bewley with plant lovers and experts could be just the ticket. You'll get to spend a memorable day at the event, meeting gardening celebrities like Rachel Detaine and David Hurrian. For your chance to win a pair of free tickets to the show, just answer this simple question. What's the name of the allotments where Shine Radio's gardening show, Growing Together, is recorded? Check the rules at shineradio.uk. Entries close at midnight on Friday the 19th of April and three lucky winners will be drawn the next day.
Get in the draw to win free tickets to the BBC Gardeners World Spring Fair. Enter now at shineradio.uk.